Good morning. So he gives some examples of cakes. Schmaltz kuchen, which is a fatty type of a cake. I don't know exactly what it is. Or lekach kichlach, which is a kichel, a rikikin. Im oichlen machmas ra'oven, ein sorach levorach. V'imerachan l'tanug, v'kinu chsuda, kos v'chren, the sorach levorach, b'reim v'neim ezonus. So if a person eats it as a haspia, it's definitely part of the meal, and it's covered in the hamotzi. If a person eats it for tanug or kinuach suda, so the chayalim is going to quote first the opinion of the other acharnim, he's going to disagree with it. The other acharnim say that this goes under the rule that paspa b'kisnin, you make a bracha b'reim in mezonis if you're eating it for tanug or kinuach suda. You're eating it for a dessert. But Taz Kosav Dein Tali B'daitoi, so the first opinion, it depends on what the person's intent is. The Taz says it's not really dependent on what his intent is. He agrees that sometimes you do say it, a bracha mazonos, and sometimes you don't. But as opposed to being depending on what the person is personally thinking, it depends on how people in general eat it. Alatolik Fidarach Olam La'ochlan, depends how people normally eat this. Im Ochol Rak Ma'at Mehem, the Tanug and Sarach Levorach. Now, the Taz actually says, if you eat a small amount, you're eating it the Tanug and you would need to make a bracha. If you're eating a larger amount, you're doing it for the purposes of Kviyas Suda, to fill yourself, and you would not need a bracha. So I'm not sure exactly this quote that the Chayotim has in the name of the Taz. I have difficulty really figuring out exactly what he's doing. He says, if you only ate a small amount of Tanug, ain't Sarach Levorach. That's not how we have to actually have the Taz in front of us. But either way, the Chayotim is coming, they're going to come to argue, so we have so far the two opinions. You definitely make a bracha in a certain scenario. The only question is how we define if it's for the purpose of Tainug or the purpose of Sviya. If it's depending on what his intent is or what the Derech HaOlam is. But the Chayotim says, I have a difficulty, we mentioned this idea already before, it's doubtful, even if you're eating it for the purpose of Latainug, and you're eating it in a way which would be clear you're doing it Latainug, so your intent is Latainug, and people in general eat this Latainug, it's still going to be doubtful whether you're going to make a bracha. Why is that? Because we mentioned in the introduction, there are three different opinions of how to define possible b'kisnin. This case over here is something which only meets one of the criteria. It's not, it has no pocket, it has no filling, but rather it is a dough which has other ingredients in it. It's very oily, or it's something which is baked in such a way that it's hard. So those are the two other opinions, of the three opinions. But each one of these really is a suffix bracha, because as we mentioned before, according to one opinion, this is possible of a kistin, which has the rules of mazonos. According to the other two opinions of the Rishonim, who have different definitions, assuming they disagree with each other, they hold this is pass, it's simple pass. So according to one opinion, if a person makes a cake, which has other ingredients in the dough, it has oil and sugar and honey and all those different things in the dough, the bracha is hamotzi. So now, if the bracha is hamotzi, you already said hamotzi. So the fact the person eats bread during the meal for tanug purposes doesn't change that it's ready. You already said hamotzi. And there's no need to make a bracha on it. So these are sofek brachos. Rebbe Poskim kosu the kistin hu rak mitzad hamili. Most Poskim accept the definition of kistin means because it has a filling. Elder Beis Yosef kosev the misofek noisim akulam din kistin. Since there are two other opinions and we haven't given a final hakra, so we sort of give a din of kistin in all three opinions misofek. But the Iker Pshat is not like that. So we actually are lenient in a certain sense. Instead of considering this bread, we're meikel to consider these things, cake and this kichel, as mezonos. But arguably, really, it is hamotzi. Nimken kima they call elu, havi savik shema hein lechem gomer. Possibly this is bread. This is still considered bread. If it's still considered bread, you can't make a bracha on it. Also, would it be true in Baruchu Pas Latanug? The person would decide at the end of the meal he's going to have some bread just for fun. Does he have to make a motzi? Okay. The fees are near with Lee, the royal Adam Mashas Hamotzi, the Chavin Bahamotzi, if they're called Dwar Mashiachum Minim Elu. Therefore, the Chayotim suggests that a person should have in mind when he says Hamotzi to make sure that he's covering these other Minim as well. And this way, they will be covered with the Savak Hamotzi. So maybe the Bracha is Hamotzi, and you said Hamotzi on them, so you cannot make a Bracha Mazonas on them at the end of the meal. We have to talk about this more, and we'll do that in the following shir. Meanwhile, that's a, so the approach of the Chayotim seems to be that two of them are really Mikra Din Ar Hamotzi, and therefore you should not make a mezonos on them. But in the case of Pas, which has a filling, the third case, the third Cheetah, that has a filling, that he seems to hold you would make a mezonos on at the end of the meal. We will see the Bez Hashem in the next shir, that's, the Mishabura does not exactly approach it like that. Okay, meanwhile, have a good day.